Om Shanti. Can I kindly request that you all come forward? You know, don't, those at the back, please come forward. If possible, in the center aisle. Don't be shy. The closer you are to someone, the more beneficial this workshop will be. So please come forward. Acha, thank you for your cooperation. So who's here for the first time in Madhuban? Any first timers? Raise your hands. Oh, we have a few. Well, give yourself a round of applause. It's great fortune to come to Madhuban, and it's great fortune to attend classes and workshops. And today we have a wonderful workshop, and the topic is In the Footsteps of Father Brahma. I remember a story, this was from the Sakara days, in the courtyard of Pandav Bhavan. Brahma Baba was walking, and behind Brahma Baba there was this sister. She was literally following in the footsteps of Father Brahma. Brahma Baba turned around to her and said, "Child, what are you doing?" She said, "Baba, I'm following in your footsteps." So it's not a listen in the literal sense. And today we have a wonderful facilitator, Margaret Barron. Margaret is based in Global Cooperation House in London, and she's been Baba's child for 33 and a half years. The half year is important. Now, I've known Margaret for nearly 30 years, and the one thing I know about Margaret is she's very light, very easygoing. So if you have an opportunity to talk to her and she's by herself, do approach her. She is very approachable, and she has a lot of insight to share. And today, she's going to have a facilitation on the workshop In the Footsteps of Father Brahma. Now, Margaret's background is in education, in adult education. She has been instrumental and part of the UK team to sort of formulate the curriculum in the variety of courses that are delivered, not just in the UK, but across the globe as well. And of course, she's done many workshops, not just locally, but nationally and internationally. I mean, I've often seen her do sort of workshops in ORC, you know, Om Shanti Retreat Center in Gurugram. So, I hope you enjoy this, and please participate. And there will be a session at the end where we can have some feedback from everyone, and I hope that you'd give your input as well. Thank you very much. Margaret, Om Shanti.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Just one thing. There is this, I'm just reminded by Sri Rambai. Have you all got this journal? If you haven't got it, just raise your hands and we'll give you a journal. There is a few there. Okay, and a pen. You'll need some pens, okay? So if you come to the front, take your journal. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I understand some have to sit in certain places because of translation, but those who don't, if you could come and help create a family feeling, that'd be really nice, because this hall is so massive. So, the more that you can come close to that, the better. So you need plain paper, and you also need the book. And we'll be referencing this book, and it's a very beautiful book that's been put together for this season. And it's based on this topic, revelation through harmonizing sanskaras. And it's worth a read, because it's got lots of little paragraphs from Sakara and Aviat Muralis. So the topic today is In the Footsteps of Father Brahma. And we're going to go through like a little process and follow the journey a little bit, and maybe that will help you on your time in Madhuban, you know, to think about, you know, Father Brahma is Aviat in the subtle region, but he made that journey from, you know, being sort of human to an angel, and that's our task. We have the same journey. So maybe this workshop hopefully will maybe let you think about how you could use your Madaban really well, because we know that anything can happen at any time now, so we have to really use our time well. So I wanted to start with, I will make references to the book, and I know those in the translation booth have the book in their language or the PDF in their language, and I think those who have language, there was a PDF you could have downloaded, but if not, you can do it later. So I wanted to sort of start with something that obviously was very interesting for Brahma Baba and also for myself, is this whole thing of cycle and circles. And I wanted to start with a little exercise, if that's all right. And I'd like you to take your A4 piece of paper, and if you've got your notebook to lean on, it'll be a bit easier, if not your knee. And just want you to draw a circle, you know, as much as you can make it like a circle. Some of us are better at it than others, but just draw a circle. Maybe, you know, if you imagine the page is like A5, then the top bit, just draw a circle. So it's something like that. Mine's a bit wobbly, but you know, yours. Has everyone drawn the circle? Everyone's done that? I just want you to raise your hand if you did it clockwise. Did anyone do it anti-clockwise? Very interesting, isn't it? So about half-half. So in a way, when I'd like you to go to this page 8 in your booklet. And, you know, the beginning of, there's a little quote here. Brahma Baba, it's from a Sakamuli. Brahma Baba went to Benares. This is right at the beginning of his journey. Brahma Baba went to Benares, which is a really holy religious city in India, and sat in the garden there. It was of one of his friends. He would take a pencil in his hand and draw circles on the walls. So, you know, it just kind of shows you how important the circle is, or cycles are, because it's like he was getting touched by Almighty Baba, and that's almost like the first thing that was coming into his consciousness. He didn't understand it. He didn't know why he was drawing circles, but he was drawing circles. So I'd like all of us to draw some circles. So you're just going to go, like that picture, go over that circle. But I am going to invite you all to do it clockwise. Yeah? Even the ones who did it anti-clockwise the first time, if you could do it clockwise, because time always moves forward. So I just want you to draw the circle. And as you're drawing that circle, think about your journey around the cycle. And how the eternal soul has travelled through the cycle of time. I'm going to give you a few minutes to go around a few times. So the eternal soul is destined to go round the cycle. Well, if that's your cycle, yeah, it would be. Because we've got another cycle where we go home. So some souls have a long time, but they're still they still have a cycle, even if it's one birth. But yeah, we have the biggest cycle. And as you go around the cycle, you know, you could think about this word or this phrase, hum, so, so, hum. And we are destined to complete our cycle. And I just want you to think about, just a minute before you do one more cycle, and have been thinking quite a lot about the original goodness of the soul. Sometimes we call it the innate qualities. But the soul is full of original goodness, and that we are, at the beginning of the cycle, when we come from the soul world, we are full of the original goodness. Peace, love, joy, natural wisdom, happiness, bliss, whatever. And just think about it, if you start at the top, there's always a point. I mean, the cycle is lots of points. And just think, you were full of original goodness. Completely full. Yet, slowly you lost it. But now, you are on the return journey back to being in that total experience of being in your original goodness. So draw the circle one more time with that awareness. You're destined. Even if you mess up 100 times, you're destined to get back to your original goodness. So. Okay, everyone caught up with that? Okay, so just be aware of, notice the feelings that come up as you go around the cycle. Now I'd like you to take the bottom half and to start the cycle, but then don't complete it. Don't go all the way around. Maybe you go, you know, around to maybe 10 o'clock. I don't know if you can see this, but there's a gap. And then go over again. The kind of feeling way, can you feel a difference? And then go back to the beginning of that circle, the second one. And complete it. There's a very big difference in feeling, isn't there? And maybe we could take just for like maybe a little bit of an analogy. If we took where we stopped when we did the second half, the second cycle, maybe that's when we meet Baba. Imagine that's when Baba comes into our life. We're a bit lost. We've lost our purpose. We've got involved in the world to try and give us a sense of self. Maybe some of us felt we didn't belong, we didn't fit in. And then Baba comes into our life, and he is helping us complete that circle. And without a mighty Baba and Brahma Baba, Bap Dada, there's no way you could complete that cycle. So we are on the return journey to be in the full experience of our original goodness. It's destined. I mean, it's just fantastic. So I just want you to find someone next to you and just share something that you felt from that little process. Just a 2-minute share in each. So introduce yourself. I'm so-and-so from Parandam via Boston. So just another minute. So if both haven't shared, just another minute. okay, I'm going to invite you back to the bigger group, but and maybe that's a tip from Brahma Baba, actually. But sometimes in our life we get a bit stuck, or, you know, Baba says spin the cycle, and, you know, our mind is all over the place. And maybe there's a little yukti we can use just to sit down and draw circles, and then it helps, you know, when there's something else going on, it helps your mind focus in, and it calms the mind, and especially those of us who may be a bit more kinesthetic, in that we need movement. So that might be a tip. If your mind's a bit all over the place, which sometimes happens because something's happened or whatever, to start drawing circles, because it's going to balance out the left and right brain, and it gives the soul a chance to tune in again. So that's like it's because it came right at the beginning of Brahma Baba's journey, it's got to have a lot of importance, and maybe I'm thinking myself, maybe I need to give it more importance, this drawing of circles. So it's in the book on number 9 if you wanted to look a bit more. 8, 9, that bit there. So also, I heard about Brahma Baba that he was an avid sports. He loved sports. And he used to when he was in Lockick, he used to take the children to matches and everything, right? And how we've heard about how Baba was into sports was more the badminton and taking the children for walks. But I would like to suggest circles. So we're all going to do some physical circles. Is that okay? And I know some of your bodies are really flexible and some not. So I'm going to go sit on this chair, and we're going to do it in the chair, so then everyone can do it. But I'm just going to go there. That's why I've got this mic on. Yeah? So we're going to do all circles. And this actually comes from someone who was in a car accident, and they were paralyzed. And it shows about the power of circles or cycles. And they couldn't move. At the beginning, they couldn't move. But somehow in their mind, they just started thinking cycles, circles. And then very slowly they were paralyzed, but they would start to just a little bit move their finger in a circle, and they got themselves back to health through that eventually. And it's become a kind of like a way of keeping your body very flexible if you do circles. And they say, and I guess it's my own experience, that you won't hurt yourself if you do circles. But if you do jagged movements, when you exercise, more potential. So we just start and we just go up. Is that okay? So start with your feet and just draw. Imagine your toe is drawing a circle. You know, maybe this way round. Yeah. So we start clockwise, and we'll do 8 because 8 is again makes up 2 circles, right? And now change direction. And you might hear lots of clicks, just means you need to do it more often. And again, the other foot. And if you pull yourself a little bit more forward on your seat, we're now going to do the knee, and we're going to go round. So in a way, your heel is drawing another circle. Change direction. And of course, you have to stay up here as well and be soul conscious. Now you're going to, it's like the hips, you're going to just, you're in a way drawing a circle. Maybe you could imagine this bit is drawing the circle. You could be doing this on the plane, you know, when you've got a long haul flight. Wait for them to fall asleep. Okay. So now we're going to do shoulders forward. And back. Looks ever so beautiful. Now you have to be a bit careful about this. Some of you may need to become a bit forward and some a bit more back. But we have to kind of exercise our wings, right? So imagine your middle finger is drawing a circle. Yeah, those of you who can stand up, it's fine. Wrists. Okay, now we're going to do the head very gently. Last one is your eyes. Well, penultimate one is your eyes. So you're going to go look up, look there, like a diamond, but in the way your eyes will go like a circle. So one thing about Father Brahma is that he did give importance to physical exercise, and I think each of us in our own way has to think about, am I giving importance to the physical, am I giving the body the exercise that it needs to stay flexible and the best, so that we can operate it through the best, in the best way. And you have to find your way of doing it. You know, there's so much available and you have to find what suits you. For some it's Tai Chi, some it's Qigong, some it's just, you know, dancing. You have to find a way. You know, he did the children, he did walking and he did badminton because, and you may want to do badminton. And Baba left the message, and Brahma left the message in that picture with the badminton bats. But whether we pick up that message is up to us. But he was very fit until very late in life. So that's another step that I think maybe all of us need to pay a bit more attention to. And it's easy to slip out of it and get involved in other things. But, you know, Brahma Baba's life was very balanced. And we need to create a life of balance. So, this was, to use a piece of paper, and you can... I want you to keep the back for something else, but you can use these circles and you can add to them. So in our life we have lots of circles. We may have the center circle, we may have our Lokic family circle, we might have, like I'm just thinking of some of mine, we might have like a program circle, we might have different circles. And I just want you to kind of put the circles, and maybe some of your circles overlap. Like there's some circles where there's certain souls I'm in the same thing with, or some souls, so then I might overlap that. So, you know, because I've done two big circles, I might make the first one Global Corporation House Circle, you know, because that's a massive one. And then there might be another massive one. But there might be other circles. You may go to a fitness club, and that's a circle of people. Or so just be aware of the circles in your life. Many of you might have a work circle. You know, your colleagues in the office. Yeah? Just to think about the different... In a way, I'm talking about groups, but it's nice to think of them as circles. Circles of souls. Yeah? So I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that. Some of them may overlap, but they may be... One may be completely... Like, there's some things that... Like my Lockett family... That, you know, that's, there's no BKs that really get involved in that too much. You know, so, you may not work anymore, but you may still keep up with a group from your work. And that would be like a little circle, isn't it? So just be aware of the little circles. And that this actually relates to page 21 in the little booklet. And here it says, what circles with us exist now in my Brahmin life? I name and draw them, and I overlap circles where I see overlap. So it comes from the book. And some of the circles might be bigger and some of them might be smaller because they take up a bigger part of your life or at certain times they may. I hope that's given you time to do it. Like, it might look a bit like that. Yeah. So we have lots of different circles in our life. And I'd like you to look at the circles and think if there's anything you could do to improve that circle or your input, because Baba is always asking us, how can we bring benefit to it? So is there, like it might be like I look at Global House family, how might I bring more benefit? Maybe there's a task I could get involved in that would really help someone. I don't know, we just look at your different circles and how could you... Some you may be giving lots of attention to, and there's some other circles that you're not giving attention to, where you maybe should be, or you could do something little. You know, maybe Lockett family, maybe there's something you could do, you know, oh, let me pay attention that I do send a birthday card or a message or something that's uplifting. Or so just want you to look at it and think, is there anything more you could do to, I guess, bring a bit more spirituality into it? It might be just good wishes, right? Might be more focused on sending them powerful vibrations. Okay, find someone else to just share anything from that. Is there anything you feel you could do to bring a bit more benefit into maybe one of those circles or a few of them? It doesn't have to be anything really big, but you know, when souls are on the receiving end of good wishes and whatever, so just find someone new to share with. So that might mean you have to move. So have you all had a chance to share? Some of you are in threes, so... So I thought we could do a check-in before we go on to the next circle. Does anybody want to share anything they've so far? Because we did about the circle going around and not completing. So completing circles are not, which was from the early days of Brahma Baba. And then we did about the exercise of circles. And then we did about these circles in our lives, and there's many, probably more than I even put on the paper. As I think about it, wow, there's more, and many overlap. But the principle or the tip from Brahma Baba is, how can I bring more benefit? Because if you're bringing more benefit, it stops you trying to take from those circles. As soon as you're thinking about benefit. So let's see if anybody would like to share anything before we go further. There's a mic there. And anything you'd like to share that's a realization for you or benefit, yeah, please come. It always has to be the first.
Oh, Shanti, I'm Devi from UK. And before I came to Baba, I worked as a psychiatric nurse. And it's a very stressful job. And the way I was relaxing was coloring circles before even I came to Baba. And it was amazing how you do the exercise, circle exercise and thing. For me, Baba has helped me to bring love in my own Lokik family. We are a big family, but as most families are, we are very dysfunctional. For me, when I learn about love, like we all have it in us, like you say, go back to our innate qualities. It's just like something, Maya is stopping them. So in my Amrit Vela, I made it like a timetable to do some, have pure feelings, good wishes, for those, you know, I know who are not talking to who. And it worked. It works. I can say it worked. And it's so beautiful because now the family, slowly, slowly, is coming together. Mm, so I'm thinking of now, you know, spending a bit more time. Like you say, what can I bring? Spending more time. And see where we go. Okay. Thank you.
Nice. Anyone else like to share? Maybe you can have two or three. Just a little check-in where you're at. About some of the brothers. Anyone like to share? The importance of circles. There's a little switch, you have to push it up, that's it.
So three brothers, so took a moment to get there.
Just hold it a bit more like a lollipop, that's
yeah.
It.
It was about the distinction between being obliged and feeling obligated around giving, and really trying to work out how the head was big time in this, but eventually the heart kicked in, and we realized that checking in with other souls was enough. Those souls in your family or social lives that you somehow know are there and significant, but you haven't even checked in. It was just an interesting point, really.
Mm. Yeah. Just like a card or a phone call or something, isn't it? Or can really uplift a soul when we've got the right vibration, isn't it? It doesn't have to be much, but just something little can make a big difference. Sony?
Om Shanti, Sony from Boston. And on the first one, we were doing the circle, and when we stopped at 10, the feeling I had was being broken, you know, that I wasn't able to, especially after doing the first one, we were going over and over, it felt complete, and the second time it felt broken, so it was kind of sad. That, and then when you said, oh, completed, I felt happy, like, oh, then I felt about the rest of the souls of the world that are broken, you know, they don't get to get the sense of completion. So it was a lot of emotions with that one. And then on the one we just did with the different circles, I realized that my Lokic circle is very, very separate than my BK circle. And I came to my awareness that I'm trying to always bridge the two. And it's okay that they will never intersect. It's okay that the rest of the family doesn't want to come into Gyan. So I think just looking at that and being content that, okay, the circle will never intersect with the circle, and that I can just be happy with that was good for
me.
And
that's a big realization, isn't it? You know, and the interesting thing is when you completely detach from it, then they come more. Might not be that they come into the, but they start to recognize more in you. So is this with a translation?
Yeah.
Yep. So if you want to face the audience so they can hear.
She has a doubt because during the exercise, she just did like one kind of circle, one overlapping another one. And she wants to understand better, because in her mind it's as if everything is one, just one thing. Maybe she's stuck in one way and one way to interact, or because, you know, in our group, some of them draw small circles and separated circles, and she was like just this kind of circle. And she would like you, maybe if you could help to reflect, to explain something that connected to, yeah. I don't know if she was just comparing with them.
Yeah. I mean, each one has to work it out for themselves, but the thing that would jump into my mind is that Baba says, when you're soul conscious, you can go anywhere. So like even what Sister Sony was saying, that yeah, the circles might be separate, and they may never meet, but we're the same. We go from one circle to another with the same vibration, hopefully. And it was interesting yesterday when Baba said, you know, some situations be appropriate, go in your locket clothes, because otherwise it's too much for them. So, anyone else? Any last sharing? Come. So we've got this one here. There was two there. Is it a translation? No? Okay, come. And then Uma. You can come. You have to, there's a little switch. You've got to push it up. That's it.
Om Shanti. I'm Surika from Mauritius. Well, these exercises of the circles complete my Amrit Vela. This morning at Amrit Vela, I had the touching with Baba to spin the discus of self-realization. And I've been going through together with Baba how to spin the discus of self-realization for my own change, and how to experience this with my surrounding, with my family, and the different circles that we've been doing relates to my experience with all the different circles that exist in my life. So I feel very excited and very much happy that this is completing my Amrit Vela at the same time, and how I have been reflecting how to proceed to look for my own techniques to harmonize, like Baba says, harmonizing our sanskar. Since I've come into the hall and see the board, harmonizing the sanskar, I've looked into myself, how I can get how I can give whatever I have learned to others to benefit them, and at the same time it benefit myself. And at the same time, yesterday we had a session with a sister on self-sovereign.
Sister Sharona, yeah.
Sharona, yeah. On self-sovereign, I've been reflecting on this as well. How Baba says to be aware, to work on our awareness of what is happening around us. And all these reflections have touched me in the morning, and thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, you know, the spinning the cycle, you know, if we can use this in so many ways, and that is another cycle, isn't it? That was going to come later, but it's not another cycle. But, and again, it's like we can use it as a very active thing. So you've got to go somewhere. Maybe you've got to go and visit your birth family. And and if you held that consciousness that I'm, you know, a golden age soul, you don't say anything. You don't have to. But your manners are going to be very different, aren't they? If you're going in with that awareness that I am of the royal family of Satu. Your behaviour is going to be different. They're going to know there's something different. So we can take that spinning of the cycle very much into our lives. You know, if you go to work in the consciousness of you are an angel, and you're there to bring benefit and to uplift and whatever. It's a very different consciousness than if you go, I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, I'm a, you know, we get lost in that. But if you could, behind that, there's the angel that wants to give. So this spinning the cycle isn't just a meditation thing. We can make it very practical in our lives. So the next cycle is the powers. And in the picture of the powers, it's a circle, isn't it? Or we could say a cycle. And in a way, because it's a circle, you can start anywhere. But often when we talk about them, we start with the power to withdraw. So I want you to think about the powers in that picture. Of course, there's many powers, and there's a whole book on powers, but Baba talks a lot about the eight, at least those eight powers need to be active. And so, you know, Baba talks about the power to withdraw, power to pack up, which you need for meditation anyway, otherwise, well, what are you going to meditate on? Power to tolerate, power to accommodate, power to discern and decide, power to face, and power to cooperate. So I just want you to think about those powers. I'll repeat them again, just in case. I'm sure you all know them, but sometimes we forget one. So power to withdraw, you can put them in your notebook in a circle, little round, you can put them around one of these circles. Power to withdraw, power to pack up, power to tolerate, power to accommodate or adjust, power to discern, power to decide, power to face, power to cooperate. So these are the eight that Baba talks about, and of course we like the number eight because it's got two circles. And I'd like you to just think about a situation. Maybe there's a little situation in your life that's slightly challenging for whatever reason, pushes your buttons. Maybe you don't have any, right? Is anyone free, completely free yet, liberated in life? I think you need these challenges, actually. They're very important. So maybe to think about this little situation that pushes your button. And is there one of those powers that maybe if you used that would really help? Maybe the power to withdraw, maybe you need to kind of step back from it. Get a different perspective, or maybe it's time you've tolerated for long, maybe it's in a very nice way it's time to face. You know, you've got to think about which one is maybe you need to cooperate more. Looking at your other circles, maybe I'm not cooperating with good wishes, maybe I'm not what I should be doing, I'm not fulfilling my duties, whatever it is. So look at that little situation in your life and think about what power would really help. Clear? So just, and then what you're going to do, this relates to page 59 in your book. It's about harmonizing. It's actually 60, page 60, which goes with this paragraph. The paragraph before is about harmonizing sanskaras and filling the self with the full circle of power. So you may want to read that before you do this in whatever language you've got. But the little exercise is to write to the power. So this power might be, say, the power to pack up. Maybe I'm having far too many thoughts about this thing, this situation, or this person, this other soul in this situation. So then I might write to, dear power to pack up. And as a soul, you're writing to the power, and you're thinking about how you've experienced this power in the past and how you need this power now. And you may ask this power how it will help you. Yeah? So you're writing to the power. Is that clear? Everyone clear? Okay, so think about your situation and you write to the power and see what. And then once you've written to the power, have a moment's pause. Or maybe I will stop you then, and then we'll get the power to write back to you. Yeah? So first write to the power, and then we'll have a pause, and then we'll get the power to write back. How about that? Yeah? Has everyone had a chance to write to the power? Yeah? Okay, so now the power, so whatever one, tolerance is going to write back to you, or to face is going to write back to you. So just be open. Find it could be in your notebook or on the piece of paper, whatever, and just allow that power to write to you. So it's saying, dear soul, let's see what it says. You may want to start as the power to. So would anyone like to come and share what the power told them? And Uma, you didn't share last time. If you want to come this time or at some point. I sort of missed the boat on that one, sorry.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti, good morning. I'm Sonia from Global House, London. And I wrote to Pack Up, Dear Pack Up, and my experiences. When I recognized that I had to pack up, and Pack Up wrote back to me saying, Dear soul, you are doing well in your learning, recognizing your own sanskars from the triggers in your life. You are learning to come back to yourself.
Sonia, just slow down a little because they've got translation.
Okay. Do you want to start again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dear soul, you are doing well in your learning, recognizing your own sanskars from the triggers in your life. You are learning to come back to yourself with the lessons, with love and compassion, without guilt and shame. Congratulations, keep it up.
Oh, lovely. Anyone else like to share what the power said? And we can always have translation Uma come. And anyone else who wants to come, you can be ready, come to the front. It's an amazing thing to dialogue with something. It's another principle of Brahma Baba actually, isn't it? He dialogued with his mind, intellect and sanskaras, but we can do it with the virtues, we can do it with the powers, we can follow all the principles Brahma Baba did, you know?
Thanks, Margaret. I think it's wonderful, this session, to actually go back, to slow down
maybe talk
and go
to,
back.
Yeah.
My one is actually the power to withdraw. That's always been me.
Power to withdraw.
Power to withdraw.
Okay.
And it's always been my way. Is that all right for someone who's translating?
Yeah,
because I feel sometimes conflict can really come to a point where there's no return. And I don't believe in losing friendship on that. So I withdraw. I used to call it fear. But now I realize with Baba's advice that it's not. You're entitled to do that, and provided you do it at the right time and do it with love. So my question, my letter to Power of Tolerate is that, am I doing something wrong? Please give me some advice. And my answer was, my sweet child, there's no harm from conflict arising, and to withdraw from it with silence and the less said is a wonderful healing process, and will also give you the space to readjust and go deeper inside, in your inner self, and start realizing where things can be mended, or whether you've hurt anybody, and what can be done, and send good wishes and vibration to the other person. To myself first, I think, because I need self-healing, and to the other person, till I feel happy and loving and relaxed to start on a new page. And I think that's brought a lot of awareness for me, and made me realize how to move forward. Thank you very much for listening.
Any of the language groups want to share? And we can get some translation. What the power said to you or the brothers? No one? Shall I read mine? Okay. So this was from Power to Accommodate. So it was a certain situation in my mind. I won't give the details where, I just feel I need to accommodate more. So, dear soul, as the power to accommodate, I would like to give you a piece of advice. You are a really lovely soul, and love is who you are. If you use me more and more, more love will flow. And it will create harmony. The power to accommodate is love incarnate. And all souls wish to be acknowledged and respected for who they are. They cannot be anyone but themselves and play the part they are playing. With the power to accommodate, you will feel acceptance of every soul, and they will feel your love and respect for them, and they will feel valued and free to be themselves. Aren't these powers powerful? Yes. So I'm sure you all got something, but it just opens more doors, you know, that this is what Brahma Baba did. He dialogued, you know, maybe in the beginning he was writing, wasn't he? He was writing he called the mind the minister. He was writing, dialoguing with this thing, so we could take a tip from him, and we could do it with every virtue. You know, even if there was a situation, you think, okay, virtue, which virtue needs to write to me, or tell me, or speak to me, or you might pick a card, you know, and kind of use it. And you know, there's so much available to us, but we have to engage with it. Otherwise, it just stays as a kind of background information. But Baba said in that we have to become complete with all the powers. Especially those eight, you know, and just going back to that, I'll just read a bit of this. Baba says, there aren't just eight powers, there are many powers. In order for it to be easy to speak about, you speak of eight powers. However, you should now not have even one power lacking, because whatever power you lack, something or someone will come to test you in that particular power. That is, according to the drama, each one of you will have to face a test in that particular power. So in a way, you know, whatever happens in our drama, it's for our benefit. It's only there to reveal something to us. It's either you're doing well, keep going, which is what's been shared, or hang on, there's still something you need to do, and the drama of life will show that up. So, you know, if we think of everything as cycles, then it really helps us. It's a kind of a gentle way of looking at life. You know, there's nothing in a way in our life that's rigid. It doesn't have to be rigid. It's just a kind of movement, a flow. And the more we think about that, everything's a flow, and things will come and things will go, and people will come. They may be very important in your life, and then they will go, and others will come and others will go. And it's like a whole flow. And someone may flow into your life because they've got to teach you a very important thing, and they may flow out of your life. And you think, what was that all about? But they came with a very important thing to be understood.
I was saying, each power will thank us for making it stronger. The more we use it, the stronger it gets. So my power thanked me.
Yeah. And sometimes we might go through quite a lot of situations where it's tolerance and tolerance and tolerance and tolerance, because we need to learn, that's what needs to learn. And other times there'll be situations where you have to keep facing, because that is what the soul has. Learn, you think, why am I having to keep facing everything? But it's because I have to keep learning that. Okay, so I thought we might do another thing, because we're a group here, and again it's about a little bit of movement, because you've been sitting for a while now. And you know, before we do, is to go into this consciousness, another cycle or another circle that we are all in is that we are in a circle of angels. Whether we hold that consciousness or not is a different thing, but Baba said you have a choice. The one really relatively recently had a choice. You can either see someone as a soul or you can see them as an angel. That was the choice he gave. He didn't give any other choice. You can't see them as a human. You've got a choice. You see them as a soul or you see them as an angel. That was it. I thought, that's so interesting, isn't it? You can't see them as their role or the part they're playing. But often we slip into their role, right? Or their gender or their whatever. So Baba said, no, soul or angel. So we're going to practice the angel one. Well, soul and angel is together, isn't it? The soul in the angelic form. So first let's go into, I'm just going to read something. Okay, so this is about you. You can sort of, I will share this and you can be reflecting on it. So this is page 70, if anyone needs the translation. But I'm starting halfway through. Now, Baba is emerging the angelic form. May you be in your angelic form. Now become an angel in a second. And be ordinary in a second. And by practicing this, you will become angels. Now stay in the angelic form. Stay longer in the angelic form. The confluence age angelic form will remain in this world for some time. This angelic form will remain with you for some time. You will also experience very well how good this angelic form is. You can stay in the angelic form for as long as you want. However, that angelic form of the subtle region is not in our hands. This angelic form is in your life. So we have to make it practical down here. And Baba said in the 1969 Mulis, I remember it, that you have to have a lot of practice of the bodiless stage to sustain the angelic stage. So the angelic stage is a very important stage, but there's another practice that empowers it. So let's just sit for a moment and invoke being that soul in that form of light. So first we have to accept I am one of Baba's angels. Every cycle Baba comes and pulls the soul out of the old consciousness and emerges the awareness of being an angel. An angel is close to the Supreme Soul, to Shiva. An angel is also close to the top angel, angelic Brahma. An angel is pure. An angel has good wishes for every soul. An angel moves into a situation with peace. An angel spreads peace. An angel has love for every soul. Knowing that every soul belongs to Baba. An angel respects every soul, independent of their part. An angel leaves every situation, still experiencing peace and love. Angel is internally content. Because they are receiving from the highest source. An angel has natural wisdom. They know what to do, when to do it, but they are not influenced by what they have done. An angel stays cheerful because their companion is Baba, and they know the beginning and middle and end of everything. An angel only has good wishes. And I invite you to stand up and move around. Go through the chairs, walk around, there's some space. Just be in that awareness that you are a chosen angel and you are meeting other angels. So as you pass them, acknowledge second drishti. This is the family of God's angels. This is the most special family or circle on the planet at the current time. And if you now just find someone and just share that drishti from that original goodness, just tune into the soul. The soul is a friend of Baba. The soul is a companion of Baba. The soul belongs to Baba. How much respect would I have for a friend of Baba? This soul is a helper of Baba. So meet a few other of Baba's friends, Baba's angel friends. Baba loves this soul as much as Baba loves me. Look around, connect, move around. This is what Brahma Baba did. He saw everyone as Baba's child, Baba's angel, Baba's friend, Baba's helper. He kept his consciousness high. And when you're ready, take your seat. And the lights can come back on. Thank you. Got a few moments. So we drew circles, we moved in circles, we looked at our life as circles, different circles where we could bring a bit more benefit or a bit more attention. What did we do? We did the eight powers, circle of the eight powers and Rotra power, and then we moved in this amazing circle of angels. So we can put the house lights on. And anyone want to share anything that they've learnt or realised in this hour or so we've had together? So the mic is there. I don't know if the light person has moved, but that's it. If anyone would like to come and share anything that they've... Do they feel different than when they walked in? If so, what's the difference? You came in, you got your book and your piece of paper. And now you're about to go out. House lights on? Yeah. If you'd like to come and... Anyone like to share? If you face the your family, I think it's on. Yeah.
Mm. I really like this drill of walking around as angels because I think it's very easy to get caught up in one's role and then to look at other people's roles and all the different languages and someone is translating and it might irritate a bit because you're hearing it because you're so caught up in the drama. But then when it's just silent and you just see the soul through each other's eyes, I just realized that, you know, you're all really angels. And it's just, I felt really fortunate to not hear or, you know, see or listen, but to just really feel, you know, feel the soul consciousness. Not being aware of being a soul, but just feel what it is to be a soul among other souls, like among angels. So thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to share? She said it all, did she?
Om Shanti. So thank you for attending this morning session. And to show our appreciation, we will do it in the BK style. So one wave, one hand wave to Margaret. So Sister Margaret, thank you very much. Did you enjoy that? Yeah, it was very interactive, yes? Very practical, wasn't it? Yeah. So I did like the letter to the powers. I've written a long letter to one of the powers, and it responded back with a very simple response. Use me or lose me.
You can write to anything, right? And it's amazing how if you write to something and you ask it to write back. I'll just share a little experience here that I was in a workshop and it said, write to an ailment. So find a little ailment, maybe you have a headache, write to it and ask it to write back. So this wasn't quite new for me, this is many, many years ago. So occasionally I get these little cracks around the heel, you see. So I wrote to that, you know, dear cracks around the heel, you know, didn't really know what I was doing. And then it wrote back to me, and when it said, you are amazing, it said, even though I give you pain, you still rush around. So I learned that every time I got a little bit of crack, slow down. So anything you write to, it will write back to you.
So big thanks to Sister Margaret, very practical as always, and she has a host of many other workshops. But also to thank you. You know, without your participation, this wouldn't have happened. So give yourself a big warm thank you. Pat on the back. Okay, it's very nice of you.
And thank you to Brahma Baba.
Oh, Baba's always there. Bap Dada, you know.
With all his tips and tools.
If you want to give feedback, we always love feedback, and you want to put it in a very discreet way, there's this box here. Because we're always trying to improve situations, improve the participation of everyone concerned. So if we don't know, we think everything is well, but if you want to see more of one thing or another, this is that box. So thank you once again. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So we just end with a couple of moments of quietness.